Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, astrologer Shelley Antine. I'm speaking about the week beginning Monday, the 9th of January, 2023, and ending on Sunday, the 15th of January. And that's halfway through the first month of the new year, right? And I'm getting excited. Why am I getting excited? Well, this week we have the direct motion of Mars in Gemini taking place. And next week, wow, well, I'll tell you about that later. Anyway, things are starting to move. And, you know, it's always a good thing when we have some momentum, we want to get things done, right? Mercury is still retrograde, of course. We have to remember that as we go through the aspects for the week because, you know, they're better if you're working on something that's immediate. You know, even making a plan to go somewhere with a friend, if it's going to be like the next day or two, it's more likely to come through than next week. Something could happen, see? So as we look at the days that are better and this and that, just keep in mind the Mercury retrograde continues until the following week. So we don't have a lunar event. We've had our beautiful wolf moon, the Cancer full moon, and it was a lot, you know, milder for me. I don't know if you felt that. It was a kind of a much more supportive energy. But anyway, here we are, Monday, the ninth day, with the moon in Leo. And we're in the third quarter phase. That's what happens after the full moon. And so we are in the disseminating, is what they used to call it, phase. Waning gibbous is what you'll see it called many times. And what it means is you've had the harvest and you're giving out from your bounty. You know, this is a great time to try and teach people something or send your messages out there because it is supported by disseminating energy. You know, you may have found a great, you know, fruitions and things like that, but you may have also found certain things that needed to be adjusted or isn't really looking as good as you thought it would, and so then you've learned something and you're also wanting to let other people know about that. So there is this giving out of knowledge or actual literal things. You know, maybe you've got a lot of gifts you didn't really need and you're going to give some away. You know, it's just the giveaway phase of the moon, third phase, quarter. So on Monday, we've come off a square of Leo Moon to retrograde Uranus and Taurus at 4:02 a.m. So we might wake up to some surprising, shocking news or other. We do have, in the early morning hours, even though we don't have a great aspect for the day, Venus in Aquarius catches up to trine Mars in Gemini at 10:22 a.m. So the morning energy is companionable. The conversations are positive. Interrelations are good. And we may be, you know, thinking about how we can move things in the future, although Mars is standing still, which is, you know, one of the reasons. It's been on 8 degrees of Gemini for a very long time, and it's still there. So maybe Venus in Aquarius is trying to give Mars a different way of looking at something, some old conversation or old thoughts or maybe some old war ideas, anger is more likely for most of us. 10:22 a.m., that leaves, and we're right into the moon's energy of obstacle as it goes opposing Saturn in Aquarius until 8:52 p.m. You know, we don't have Saturn in Aquarius for much longer, so Leo Moon will not have to do this every month when Saturn shifts into Pisces. but it has to do it now. And, you know, it's really a very warm sign is Leo. You know, it's the sun, it's the heart and the body. And Saturn is cold, and it's obstacles and restrictions. So there are desires, there are instinctive desires when the moon is in Leo for attention and affection. And Saturn in Aquarius is about as cold as you can get, because Aquarius is that energy that we're going into pretty soon with the sun moving into the sign of Aquarius. You know, it's the static electricity winter in the Northern Hemisphere. It's cold, baby. I mean, that full moon that's called a wolf moon is also has the name of the cold moon or the ice moon. So, you know, this is how it will feel on Monday, even if the temperature isn't as cold as that. And then the moon is void, of course. And it can, you know, play as much as it wants to. And maybe be happier seeking affection after 8:52 p.m. on Monday. And we wake up with the void, of course, moon in Leo on Tuesday, and we have the moon enter Virgo at 10:15 a.m. Now, I haven't said Eastern time yet. I should have said it in the first part, but, you know, my usual listeners will know, people who are listening for the first time, that I am recording in the Eastern time zone. So you need to adjust accordingly. If it's 10:15 a.m., Eastern time, it's 7:15 a.m. on Pacific time. So that'll give you some idea. The moon is going to spend the day, Virgo moon, going into the square to the stationed Mars in Gemini. That doesn't complete till 2:36 a.m. on Wednesday. So the top of the week is not as good as it's going to get. I promise you it gets better. You know how it goes. Every week there's ups and downs, right? So these 2 days are not the days to get, you know, a lot of agreement, cooperation. Don't try to put things together that came that you had to, like, put the pieces together, because there'll be a lot of frustration. And as we get closer and closer to that exact square, 2:36 a.m. Eastern, on Wednesday morning, anger is much more likely. There'll be a lot of criticism. There'll be the explosion because, you know, you tried to hit the nail, you hit your thumb kind of thing. This is to be avoided if possible. And on Wednesday, things brighten up quite a lot after this. Moon in Virgo, even though Mercury is retrograde, will be having a better time of it in trine to Mercury in Capricorn at 9:58 a.m. So go back over the list, go back over the plan, go back over what you need, and you may be successful in communicating about it. And also going back over, Moon in Virgo spends until 4:17 p.m. going into a trine to retrograde Uranus and Taurus. So again, we're reevaluating, we're reexamining, reanalyzing. Virgo moon is very analytical and wants to be, you know, finding ways to improve everything, to run more smoothly, work better, you know, all of that kind of thing. And that can be in the realm of, like, mundane things, but also health. So maybe looking at that. And then after 4:17 p.m., we have a long period of the harmony of the lights. This is the moon in Virgo's trine to the sun in Capricorn. And that goes until 6:08 a.m. on Thursday. So here's where you get to feel good. Really good. Because your inner instincts and your outer conscious need to express the self are really flowing in a way that is very mutually supportive. And the moon in Virgo has the instinct, again, to perfect and to be in a state of organization. And the sun in Capricorn wants to express this type of structure and this certainty. So, again, very, very nice energy for the moon and the sun. And then, You know, you got up at 6:08 a.m. and all of a sudden things started to get strange and confusing. And maybe it's weather or whatever. But it is Moon opposition Neptune in Pisces until 8:21 a.m. on Thursday. So this is not the time. You're not clear. And yes, you probably forgot something when you left the house, because a combination of an opposition to Neptune and a Mercury retrograde, you know, is just keep looking and make sure you have what you need. And be careful, because when we have those Moon in Virgo oppositions to Neptune in Pisces, we may be tempted to be a little bit casual and not, you know, have a good result. And that can also be making the decision to have that milk that isn't good anymore, all right? You know, so if you smell the slightest bit of off, don't, you know, just throw it out. What's going on now is the Moon is going to be in good shape once again on Thursday, as it goes into a long time of trine Pluto in Capricorn, 6:06 p.m. Nothing could be finer, says the Moon in Virgo, than to get all this support from this powerful authority and person who knows the road. And yes, again, you can get a lot done. And while that's coming in, Thursday is the magical Mars direct day, and the actual direct motion is at 3:56 p.m. Eastern on Thursday the 12th. Now, I am going to tell you some things. You know, you're familiar with the fact, if you've listened to me over the years, that when a planet goes direct, it doesn't get up to speed right away. So that is the case with Mars as well. And again, it has been on 8 degrees of Gemini. Now, I happen to have a very strong connection in my chart to 8 degrees of Gemini. And you may too. It could be an ascendant or a midheaven, or you may have planets that are there or getting squared or trined or conjunct or whatever. So it's been a long time, and it's going to still be a long time. The Mars energy getting up to speed is going to be, you know, within a couple of, you know, may, not too long, but it isn't until the 24th that it gets off 8 degrees. It's still on 8 degrees until the 24th of January. Yike. But it's direct. So now it's a moving, empowering, active energy there. And it's the 28th. When it's up to speed again. Okay. And it isn't until the 17th of March till Mars will move beyond the degrees it went back over. It went retrograde at 25 degrees of Gemini. So all of those issues of being reawakened and moving forward once again, you know, when Mars went retrograde. And now we also know that in March, and I'm just touching on this as a thought for you, as Mars is going direct and Mars is getting past the degrees, the 25th degree, Saturn will have shifted into Pisces on the 7th of March, and Pluto will have will enter Aquarius for just a moment in time of the 0 degree on the 23rd of March. So it's a different field of energy that this Mars passing into the new degrees of Gemini will enter. There are differences here. But at the 25th degree, it will go nowhere near Saturn in Pisces. You won't get a Mars-Saturn square because it's way ahead of that, okay? So, wherever Mars is in your chart, the house that Mars is going through is where activity is strong, whatever it is. And it's also where arguments can come up if things are going in a negative way and people get engaged in the negative energies. right? So it can either be a very big assistance, or it can be a place where you have to really pay attention, you know, to how it is that you are handling things and how you're communicating, because it's Gemini. So, you know, if there is one thing we could have learned during a Mars retrograde in Gemini, it's like, how do I say this without creating resistance? You know, and how do I receive somebody else's communication without an immediate response to it? You know, those are things that we could have learned, and now we can apply in situations and circumstances. So, of course, you will come up with challenges if you have planets that are square or opposing. All right, so square would be from Pisces and Virgo. Opposing would be in Sagittarius planets to this Mars as it continues forward through Gemini. If you have those, that those are the times when you can have the, you know, experience of the conflicts. And if you are Libra and, you know, Aquarius planet filled, you may get positive boosts for those planets as this happens and goes through. And some of you will have something that we call a quincunx, which is a challenge of adjustment. And that would be if you had planets in Scorpio and Capricorn. Those would be the quincunx, you know, like very different. We don't really operate the same way at all. And how are we going to, you know, kind of adjust ourselves? It's not as intense as the opposition, you know, but it isn't a easy, happy time. And then other signs might get sextiles, which is helpful opportunities. And those are the Cancer planets, right? And the other side of the Leo planets will be getting that. And I said Cancer planets, and I really meant Leo. And on the other side, you know, it's still going to be Aries planets that get the sextile. Sorry, I'm trying to like go backwards in my head without looking at something. And it's Mars retrograde and Mercury retrograde, so forgive me for that. Anyway, 60 degrees on either side of Gemini is Leo and Aries, are the fire sign planets. I mean, the other fire sign is Sag. That's the one that gets the opposition. So on we go after this direct Mars. Now we've got still the Moon trine Pluto in until 6:06 p.m. Void of course Moon. At that point, Moon enters Libra at 9:56 p.m. on Thursday. And this will go opposite Jupiter in Aries until 3:34 a.m. on Friday. So there aren't a lot of easy agreements happening at that point in time. It's not a good time to try to discuss things. It's not about relationship to Jupiter in Aries. And it is all about relationship to Moon in Libra. But on Friday morning, we have both the Sun in Capricorn and sextile to Neptune in Pisces until 9:11 a.m., which is a nice soft energy to come into the day. And we have Moon in Libra trine this newly direct Mars in Gemini until 1:46 p.m. So we can make some communications that will work out really well at that point in time. Again, not a very fast-moving Mars. And then, of course, Moon in Libra has two square retrograde Mercury in Capricorn. So all those conversations, don't bring them to any authorities after like 2:00 in the afternoon, because until 4:55 p.m. there's somebody there ticking off the reasons why not. Don't, you know, it's very hard sometimes to communicate, even with friends, because a lot of people will give you reasons why not. And it's their point of view, you know. So everybody's entitled to have one, aren't they? But if you don't want to hear that, don't discuss things with people that afternoon. And later, yes, big yes, after 5 p.m. on Friday, Eastern, Moon in Libra, Trine, Venus in Aquarius. Yes, 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 until 12:58 a.m. You know, if you've already been doing some sort of campaign out there in the world, this is a great time to send more. Send more messages and speak to people and have nice visits with others and, you know, reach out electronically, as people do. And that is, yes, 12:58 a.m. Saturday the 14th. You'll still be well up and at it in the West Coast. That'll be 9:58 p.m. So enjoy Friday evening out west there and in the middle between the West and the East Coast. We get a great day on Saturday the 14th with the Moon in Libra trine to Saturn in Aquarius, 7:47 p.m. This is a great day to have discussions about the future, or to once again examine some of the things you want to do, because there will be enough structure and enough wisdom coming in from the Saturn energy and the willingness to see other sides coming from the Moon in Libra. So it's a good day for these kinds of things. However, there can be a big shift and change and surprise coming also with Venus in Aquarius' square to retrograde Uranus in Taurus. So this is very slow Taurus, Uranus now, because we're getting ready for that one to go direct also. Now that comes in at 8:22 p.m. So do be aware, if you happen to be out that evening, surprises and change in values and, you know, very different ideas, particularly maybe about what to do with finances as you go forward. So that's a time zone to be careful of. And also coming in is the Moon in Libra square, Sun in Capricorn, 9:10 p.m. So you had all this accord, but you may be in an environment that's not amenable to listening. Again, once again, Libra isn't going to have the conversations and the agreements that she would like to have. Moon square Sun is bringing in the next quarter phase, the last quarter, the fourth quarter of the Moon. And so now we know we are in the space of being authentic, or looking at things now and really taking a look at who am I, what works for me, what really expresses me in my life, and how should I go about expressing that authentic self? And if I have fears about it, how shall I go about relieving myself of the fear and the patterns that hold me back? You know, and with Moon in Libra, a lot of that can be the need to please people. When we go into our new lunar nodes, I've said it before, I'm going to say it again, probably more than once, the south node will be in Libra. And it's hard to imagine why the north node could be in Aries, which is so intensely looked at as the warrior. It's not really that. It's really one of the things that Libra does when it's in a south node, well, one of the things it does when it's in a negative space is have an impossible time trying to make decisions and stay with the decision that was made. The Bach flower for that is scleranthus, and, you know, helps bring you back to higher minds, but the vacillating between things, and also that terrible need to be pleasant and pleasing and have people, everything harmonious and beautiful and people getting along and, you know, wow. Good luck, Libra, you know. And also, it has the quality, when it's negative, of the letter of the law instead of the spirit of the law, you know, which is very important and will be important as we go on. So when we see the moon in Libra going into the square aspect and talking about the authenticity to the sun, the expression of self, and this is Saturn ruled Capricorn, you know, it's the traditional views of the authorities that the moon in Libra is dealing with. They don't want to hear anything. They already know, or so they think. So now after this 9:10 p.m. and we're in the fourth quarter, the moon will square Pluto in Capricorn until 3:40 a.m. And this is an interesting thing on Sunday the 15th, that was. And this is going to change a little bit during the short time Pluto is in Aquarius, and then completely forever for lots of years for Moon in Libra once Pluto gets into Aquarius in 2024. So that power struggle between our instincts and what's possible out there because of the power out there is going to be over. You see, this is, you know, one of the things we look at, you know, when we're trying to figure out what might happen in the future. Moon will enter Scorpio at 7:08 a.m. on Sunday the 15th, and it spends the day going into the sextile to Mercury in Capricorn, and Mercury is very close to being stationed. And so it is a time to, you know, be able to get to the bottom of certain issues, particularly finding out, you know, what it is that other people feel or other people value, what they think about finance and things of that matter, or how to manage different situations and such. But we must know that those conversations are going to go through transformation, which is Scorpio, when Mercury goes direct next week. So 10:47 p.m. and we're looking at the next aspect for the moon in Scorpio being the opposition to that pretty stationary Uranus and Taurus on Monday morning. So it's not going well for the Scorpio moon at this point in time. And we won't start off the week with a happy Scorpio moon. It'll get its moments, but it's going to be, you know, difficult. It is difficult, as we said, for the fixed sign moons, as long as we have Uranus in a fixed sign, Taurus, other planets in Aquarius, Saturn in Aquarius. It's a little difficult. And that's it for this week. And next week, which begins with the 16th of January, is the week that we'll see Mercury go direct on the 18th. We will see the Sun enter Aquarius in the early hours of the 20th, Friday. We'll have a new moon in Aquarius on Saturday, and we'll have Uranus direct on the 22nd, and that is the Lunar New Year, the Water Rabbit, which people are saying is one of the most auspicious of all combinations. So maybe this year is going to be good. I know, you know what I always tell you, hold the vision of what you want to see, and I tell myself that too. I'm not always successful, but I give it my best try. So there we have it, the week of the 9th of January. And I send you my best wishes, as always, and I'll say goodbye for now.